Nothing beats that. If you want to ask what is church, this was church. When the Lord gives us opportunities to encounter Him. And it's very much what this preach is about. And that's why I don't even know, honestly, I don't know if I want to preach this now. There's just something in my heart this morning where I'm looking at Jesus. And I was going to, maybe I will still speak on it, I don't know. Hoeveel tyd het ons? Craig, you're the guy that fires, was it a uur oor, hoeveel van dit gaan ons gebruik vir die preek? I do feel the Lord wants to do something special this morning, and in saying that, it's like something special already happened, but I feel that there's more. There is this feeling that there's more, and now it's this thing that, you know, the Holy Spirit moved so beautifully, and I just want to make sure that whatever I say next is exactly what the Lord wants to say. So, gaan julle vir my bid? Bid vir my. Someone, come and pray for me, man. Yeah. Thanks.
Sorry. Sure, Lord, thank you for Willem. Thank you for what a gift he is to this body, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would just supernaturally clear his mind, Lord. Allow him to be a perfect, an absolutely perfect conduit for you. That what comes out of his mouth today is only what you want to share. That nothing of Willem comes through. Only you come through, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you would strengthen him, clear up his mind, let his tongue flow, Lord. And Lord, just have your words jump out of that page to him that you want him to share here, Lord. And Lord, move powerfully in every single person's heart in this place, Lord. Let everybody open their minds, open their hearts, just to hear something from you, Lord, so that they can walk out of this place completely changed, Lord. Now, amen.
Thanks, guys. I think what the Lord wants to come and do through the preach is not what we normally do with the preach is the preach goes to something, towards something. It goes towards a goal. It goes towards something that we see at the end. The Lord wants to do a work in us, and the Lord helps a preach often for us to get there, that He works understanding, He works knowledge. But I think what I actually feel the Lord wants to do is He wants to come and explain what just happened. I feel this morning the Lord wants to use the preach to tell us what just happened here this morning. So I think He's working the other way around. So thanks for your prayer, man. Just it cleared my mind. We're going to speak about honoring God. That's the topic of this morning's preach. And I feel that the door that the Lord wants to come through when we talk about honoring, for some of us, we need to find a different door. The only door that you know how to honor God is through the door that you were raised in. And it is through honoring your father and your mother. And yes, the Bible does say that. Ephesians 6, what does the Bible say? Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and your mother, things go well with you, and you will have a long life on earth. And so that is what our parents drilled into us. I don't know for you guys, but for me as an Afrikaner seentjie, if the minute that you were disobedient, then your parents will take you to that piece of scripture and say, hey, jy moet my luister as ek praat met jou mannetjie, want die Bybel sê so. Jesus het gesê, jy moet luister na my. And the tone just varied. You know, whatever it was that I was doing wrong, my dad will say, seun, jy moet nou mooi luister na papa toe, luister nou vir papa. And then when I will veer off course and when I will get a little bit rebellious or it's like, hey, ek het gepraat nou, jy moet luister na my. And when I was really rebellious and I was just plain naughty, it was, hey, luister na my mannetjie, ek gaan nou vir jou vertel. And so it's just basically the tone that varied. But the problem that we have is that our upbringing, our raising by our earthly fathers and mothers, so often skew our view of our Heavenly Father. It so often makes the way that we view Him, His discipline, His instruction, His commands, His heart for us, it skews it because our parents are all human. And I'm the first one, I've got two kids, and I'm the first one to admit how many times I've made mistakes with my children and raising my children, and how many times I would say something as a command, as a instruction to them, but actually it is because of me. It is actually because of it makes me feel safer. I want to be in control. So I said, "You need to stop me." Maar hoekom nie? Dat vir papa uit kontrol uit voel. Ek sê nie dit vir hom nie. I said because, you know, want jy moet luister vir my. Want dit is ek het so gesê. And then sometimes, and then I'm talking about even healthy parenting get it wrong. So we're not all even talking about unhealthy parenting, where we've got parents that doesn't know the Lord. And there is abuse. And there is things that happen in the house where there is alcohol abuse and drug abuse. And where kids get raised by parents that look nothing like our Heavenly Father. And we get distorted with that and we get raised with that. And then we end up one day, we meet God. We meet Jesus for ourselves. And something of His love captured us. Something of the fact that He will forgive me for my sins. Something brings me to that place. And I give my life to the Lord. And then I start serving the Lord. And then I start to learn about what does it mean to honor God. But then for a season and for a time, often we honor God with our earthly lenses. The way that we would have honored our earthly parents. And sometimes it makes it very difficult for us to honor Him in a godly way. Because of these things that often get so jumbled up. And Stefan had a word, he mentioned it earlier, he had a word that he shared with me after church a few weeks ago, where he says, he just heard two words, honoring and season. And I feel that for us as a congregation, and even for you guys that's not here from Chabot themselves, I feel that God wants to restore something about what is godly honoring. What does it mean to honor Him from a healthy place? Honor God with our lives, with everything that is within us, but from a healthy place. Not a place that we did because I don't want to disappoint my parents, because I feel like a disappointment to this, or I feel like this, or I feel like, and that does not be the driving force to honor Him, but that it comes from a different place. And I felt that there's some areas that the Lord wants to, in this season, work in us, honoring God with my life, with my marriage, with my parenting, honoring God in the secret place, in my thoughts, where there's no one else around, honoring God with my finances, honoring God at my school, at my work, with my colleagues, wherever I am in life, with my friends and friendships, the young adults that's in relationships, how do I honor God? Being in a relationship, but I'm not married yet. How do I honor God in that? Honoring leaders and people that God has placed in my life to lead me. How do I honor that from a good and a healthy place? And I feel that the Lord wants to come this morning through a different door. And He came through a different door already this morning. And He's been speaking to us for a while. I feel that, and I don't know why I'm getting emotional about it, but I feel that there's something about God's heart in this. And I don't want you to catch the command. God isn't telling you, "I'm telling you so. I'm telling you how. Because I said so." This is not one of those moments. I feel this is a different moment. This is God sharing His heart to say, "Hey, I've got more for you. And if you get my heart in this, why do I want you to honor me? Why do I want to show you?" And the door that He wants to come through is not because you have to, but because I want to. He wants to come through the relational door with us this morning. And Jesus showed us, and this is the premise, the basis, the foundation that we're going to pray, talk about this morning. In Matthew 6, Jesus is teaching His disciples how to pray. And Jesus starts it off by saying, Matthew 6, verse 9, He says, "This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven." And I don't want to go beyond that at first. I'll just stand still there. The first thing, the first encounter, the door that Jesus uses to go into the throne room of God, the way that Jesus approaches the throne of God is to Him as a Father. And that is super important to all of us. That is our first point of contact when we are saved, when we are children of God. That's the first place. We are sons and daughter of a heavenly Father. Huh? I think so often we want to jump to the other places, and all of the others are true. I don't want to take away from that. We're servants of God. We are slaves to God. We are soldiers in His army. What's the other ones that we are? All of those things are true. But first and foremost, and Jesus sets the example. You can keep that scripture up, Carla. Jesus sets the example by coming to Him and saying, "Our Father, which art in heaven." And I think that is, don't overemphasize, Willem, we move on. The second part that Jesus goes after He's laid that platform, after He says the door to God is relationally, is to see Him for who He is and what am I in relation to that. So if He's a father, I'm a son. If He's a father, I'm a daughter. That's the first one. But the second one is, and that's where the honor comes in, that's where the respect comes in, is that Jesus also distinguishes, He says, "Hallowed be your name." What does hallowed mean? Who knows? Let me give you the exact one. To sanctify, to make holy, so it's something that I express from my side. It is the way that I view God. It is something that He is, most definitely, but it is also speaking about how do I view Him. So when I say, "Hallowed be your name," it is, I see the fact, Lord, that You are much higher than me. I see that You are much bigger than me. I see that You are far removed from me. Although that You're my Father, that there's something about You that makes You God, that makes You almighty. And it's a reverence. It's an awe. It's something in our hearts that captivates us when we stand in front of God. And it's something that we struggle with, to find the balance between that. I see so often when we're in that stage of being in shock and awe with the Lord, it's almost that it's easier to be a soldier. It's easier to be a servant. Yes, so your humble servant is here, my Lord. And it's easier to when He's in that. But then when I need comforting, when I need a bit of sheltering, I see Him as my Father. But God says that we should actually be in a place honoring Him. And honoring Him from a healthy place is being able to honor Him and have that same awe in my heart, but with Him as a Father. And knowing that as much as He's sitting on a throne, as much as I am His servant, I am His son. And there's the scripture that just comes to mind where He says, "Come to my throne room boldly." And I always see when I read that scripture, I always see this thing. Have your kids ever asked you, "Dad, can I come into," when they're little, when they're older they do. But when they're little, have they ever asked you if they can come into your room? No. They just barge in there, don't they? Oh, always little Vianki and Linga, they always just come in. Papa and Linga, they will never. So, but that's how the Lord. It's about boldly coming to our Father, knowing that He loves us in that. It's coming through that door relationally in that. And I feel that that is the way. It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful the way that the Lord came through that door to us this morning. He could have come through a lot of doors this morning. We could have preached this as a teaching about honoring God. And then it would have been, "You have to, guys. The Bible says we have to honor Him." And we could have done this as a teaching, but the Lord said, "No, I want to show you how much I love you this morning. I want to speak to you personally. I want you to hear my voice, because that's the door that I want you to honor me from, is when I connect with you, when you encounter me, when you encounter my love and my compassion for you. That's the door that I want to come through this morning." Psalm 103, just listen to this. And yeah, beautiful. Can you see that? Die swart is hier so lekker op die screen vanoggend. Psalm 103, this is David writing about the Lord. He says, "The Lord is compassionate and merciful." We experienced it this morning. "Slow to anger and filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse us, nor remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all of our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. For His unfailing love towards those who fear Him." You see that part? Who fear Him. So there can be a godly, fearing, honoring, deep respect, a deep reverence to this God. But in a way, and listen to this, he says, as great as the height of the heavens above the earth, he has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. And then verse 13, the Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to who? To those who fear him. And it's something that I, in my own life, in my own walk, struggled because I come from my earthly background, because I come from this earthly father view of who God is. It was always this too. I was fearing God when I was in trouble. I was fearing God when I did something wrong. And I was coming to the Lord as my father when I needed him. But God says, I want to be a father in all of those things. I want to be a father that walks with you and encounters you through every step of the way, not just in certain times. And that when you encounter him in that way, something of a different honor bubbles up from your spirit. The minute that you encounter the compassion and the love and the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, there's an honor that comes up naturally from your spirit. That no person can ever describe or tell you what it is. I cannot teach you that. I will never be able, and I can promise you, not even Andrew Selly can teach you that. That has been recorded. Andrew? Where's the scripture? I wonder if it's the... Gaan gou aan volgende scripture, Carla? Yes, Psalm 34. It's so true what David says. But we had it this morning. That's the door that the Lord chose to reveal himself to us this morning. David says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joy that will take refuge in him. When you want to honor God with your life, take refuge in him. When you honor God with your life, don't just hear about it. Don't just let it remain a teaching. Taste for yourself how good the Lord is. Then we will be able to see him. I want to say this, and I've... How long did I go? Yeah, I'm doing all right. Only 15 minutes into it. Hey, thank you, Lord. God is a father that is perfect. God is a father that is perfect. Our earthly fathers will never be perfect. And I think it's something that we get to deal with as an elder, and I know Craig and any one of us that is walking a road with people. Maybe you are counseling someone, or you are walking a road with someone. Maybe you're leading a community group, and so. But what we so often see is that we walk around with what they call father and mother wounds. It is where we get raised, and our parents make mistakes. Even godly parents make mistakes. And then that sometimes leaves a bit of a wound. It leaves a bit of a something in us. And the problem is that we so often see is that how often we struggle to relate to God in any other way than we are not used to relating to our own earthly parents. And it needs to be said, and we need to get to a place where we understand, God, you are not my earthly father. You are not my earthly mother. That you are different. You are pure. And I've written some things down here. He is perfect. There's no evil in him. So his interactions with us will always be pure. His intentions with you will always be pure. When he frees you of something, when he heals you of something, it is purely because he loves you. There's no other intention in that. He doesn't want to heal you so he can get something from you. He wanted to do something for you because there's an ulterior motive, as our earthly parents so often do. His motives with you are pure. His actions with us are always pure. Our Heavenly Father will never lie to you. He will never lose his temper with you. He will never abuse you. He will never manipulate you. He will never harm you. He will never let you stumble. He will never let you down. He will never stop loving you. Our Heavenly Father will love you. He will cherish you. He will look after you. Wil jy nie gou daai dingetjie kom share wat jy nou met my gees sien? Hierdie ding het my hart geraak nou. Vertel gou vir hulle wat jy nou vir my vertel het.
During this week, there was a thing that was really stressful to me. There was like, it was a whole thing. But I was crying, but I put some worship music on, and Jesus sent me a bird. There was a little Suikabaki. It was a boy, so it was very colorful. And Jesus has seen me with birds, and he's seen it makes me very happy. And it just shows how much attention he places to what makes us happy. And he sent that in that moment, a bird.
He will cherish you. Just close your eyes. I wanted to say this over you. Our Heavenly Father will love you. He will cherish you. You know what it means to cherish? It means you are His most prized possession. In His heart right now, each one of you, each one of you are so special. As you are sitting right now, although there are many, many sons and daughters, His heart is so big. His heart is so big. He will look after you. Your Heavenly Father will feed you. He will clothe you. Yes, He will discipline you. He will lead you. He will shape you. He will transform you. And guys, He will forgive you. I dishonored the Lord. I want to repent. I didn't sin, but I dishonored the Lord this week. But it's a strange thing when you sometimes when you dishonor the Lord, and you don't sin in that moment, but it is as if you sinned. And I dishonored Him. He said something to me, and I disobeyed that. I didn't listen to that. I didn't go according to what He said. And I came to the Lord yesterday morning, and I said, Lord, I know I didn't sin. It didn't lead to sin. But just the fact that I didn't do what You wanted me to do, or I didn't do what You wanted me, I know that I didn't honor You in that moment. And it was such a beautiful moment when I sat with the Lord yesterday, and I just felt His forgiveness. He said, hey, it's fine, man. It's fine. Let's move on. And sometimes with our earthly parents, I don't know how you guys, but sometimes they give us this cold shoulder when we did something wrong. God will never give you a cold shoulder. He will forgive you. Will you come to Him? After the 10th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 100th time when you did something wrong, come to Him and He will forgive you because He loves you and He loves all of us. I'm coming to a close. Oh, is here a tissue for my oak? Anyone have my tissue hunger again? And I think that's what the Lord and my mom brought a... I think the Lord... My mom had a word earlier where she said the Lord wants to actually bring something to a close this morning. The Lord wants to settle something this morning. And I don't know how it's going to pan out. Craig and Stefan and the guys that's leading, I want you guys to start praying into this already now and ask the Lord, Lord, how do You want to do this morning? But I did see a picture, and I'm going to share the picture with you just now. I don't know how it's going to look practically, but I did see a picture. And maybe it happened already. Craig, you can not say it. Maybe it is what the Lord did earlier as well. But I felt that the Lord wanted to settle something this morning. Because there's two responses about honoring God and our failure sometimes to honor Him that makes us run in a different direction that we should. And I feel that the Lord wants to actually draw a line in the sand this morning and say, guys, I want you to do this differently. I want you to break this pattern that you are in. The first thing is that we do is often... when we don't understand what it means to honor God, and we don't understand how honoring, godly honoring to Him as our Father, often what happens is it brings fear. And it's one of two fears. We either fear our Father What is his reaction going to be? What is he going to say? Is he going to be hard on me? And who's ever had the Lord scratch on something in your character? Yeah, when he pushes a button, yeah. Have you ever got to that place when the Lord does it for the 5th and the 6th and the 10th and the 100th time? At some point, you kind of fear that. Is it not true? At some point, you know, this is not going to be easy. At some point, you know that there's probably going to be some tears. The Lord is probably going to expect me to do something. Maybe he wants to go to someone to go and forgive them. Maybe he wants to go and me to repent of something. Is it going to be public, Lord? Is it going to be, we don't know. And sometimes we fear that process. But honoring God as our Heavenly Father takes away that fear if we understand what it means to honor God as our Father. The other thing fear that brings on is that we fear this thing more than we fear God. The enemy tells us this lie that this thing is bigger than God. And when we honor God from a place of relationally knowing he's my dad, there's nothing that is bigger than him in your heart at that point in time. Man, you have such a confidence in your Father. You have such a confidence knowing who he is and whatever this thing is. The other thing is that often invokes in us, if we go to the other side of our Heavenly Father, if we go to the unbalanced side when he's just my dad, then sometimes it makes us passive. Sometimes it brings about something in us that it gets watered down. The Lord tells you, I want you to stop drinking. And he says it 10 times and you don't do it. The Lord says, I want you to give a word. I want you to go and pray with someone and you don't do it. And we water it down. And we become passive and become double-minded. The Bible speaks we become lukewarm. And what does God do when we become lukewarm? He spits us out. And so there is the sense that even sometimes when we go to the other side now, everything is just, he's my daddy. He's fine with me, man. He loves me just the way that I am. I don't have to change. My God, my dad loves me. I'm the verlorene seun. I can come back to him 20 times. He will always take me back. And it's true. But if there's an unbalance in your own heart, if there's not a godly honoring of God and who he is in your own heart, the enemy will use that to his advantage to bring a lukewarmness in your heart that God will never be able to break certain patterns in your heart, to free you from certain sins and certain addictions and certain things in your own heart. So I want to say, if God has told you something, if God has given you an instruction, and we spoke about it quite a few times, about idols in our lives. And I know myself, I have confessed some idols that I said, my time, my me time is sometimes an idol. The time behind myself is sometimes an idol. And on Saturday, as the Lord was speaking to me, I realized, Lord, I've become lukewarm. You've given me these instructions. But because it's not a voice of thunder, because it's not a voice that I can hear you, because I can't see you in that moment, something in me just, it gets watered down. And that's something about that balance. And the Lord must help us to find that balance when he comes there. Craig sent me a scripture yesterday. I was maybe going to preach about something else. And Craig sent me this. I want to send you this and then we're going to close. I want to read you this. Not send you this. I want to read you this. Listen to this. Psalm 29. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. Yes, the voice. I'm just so overwhelmed. It's once you see the bigness and the glory of God, the glory of the God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. Have you heard his commands in your life in this way before? Or is it a soft voice? Is it a distant voice? Is it a voice that sometimes he has to speak to you 20 times before you really hear him? Or can he speak once and we listen and we honor him and we obey him? The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. And I want Chris just to play us, and Carla just to play us something. I want to illustrate it in this way. And this is, just... I had this experience this morning where I was a bit troubled in my heart. There's some things just going on at the moment, and Craig and Joy, we just had a quick sit down, and it's a strange, I'm just going to describe it as it is, and I'm hoping that the two will come together in your hearts. That's where it needs to come together. It's not about what I'm testing, it's about this picture that I've got in my heart. This thunder that we just heard, the Bible says that's how God speaks to us. And there's two ways in which we can respond to that. We can either fear the thunder, or we can actually appreciate and love that thunder for what it is, that powerful person of God, that powerful Father that he is to us. And I had and it's such a beautiful picture of what happened to me this morning with you guys. And I wanted you to sit here because I want to illustrate something. I was troubled this morning. And normally what would happen is you would push through. You will just, put your what is it, wachklappe on, and you will go on. And there was something about Joy. I said, let's pray for you. And she helped me in that moment to put this picture of what God wants us to do on a regular basis. I almost say on an hourly basis. Is sometimes to say, when the trouble comes, when my sin comes, and when my disobedience comes, and my disloyalty comes, and my inability to see him for who he was, just come and stand still by him for a moment. And I went and I sat with them, and they were just like two parents with me this morning. And they both, my hands were almost a reflection of my heart in a way. My hands was ice cold. Literally, I think my hand was so cold, was ice cold. And both of their hands were so warm. And she took my hand and he took my hand. And I sat with them. And I just felt something of their love come over me in that moment. And she prayed, but I don't remember what she prayed. It was what I experienced when I sat there. It is what I experienced as they sat with me, and I was sitting in a chair, but I saw this. we must have the ability to come and sit. And you know what? I saw this picture of, as I was sitting with them and feeling the warmth, feeling his closeness to me, feeling their love, the thunder was still there. And then suddenly the thunder was not against me. The thunder was for me. And so just put it up again, Carla. Just harder. God wants his thunder to speak over us and for us and not against us when he's our heavenly Father. And that when we do sit over him, he speaks over our problems and he speaks over our sin and he speaks over our patterns and he speaks over these things, not to just to take us away from him, but actually to bring us closer to him. And that is what godly honoring, what brings godly honoring. When we do that with him, and when we allow him to do that with us, something comes in our hearts of honoring God in a way that will take us to places that we've never been. Is that good? Thanks, God. And now, that's all I have. That's all I have. I do feel that there's something that the Lord still wants to do. Great. Thank you, my brother.